Good morning, PML. It's your boy Isn't Amiris here. I'm here for the breakfast show. I got the breakfast crew in the building. I do on in the building. Do you want to say hello to the people?
I was not expecting that voice, but anyway, what's good, PML?
Yeah, buddy.
Boy. You're back. Another episode. Yeah, we got stuff to talk about.
We got stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about D-Lo.
What stuff? I don't know, but we got
to talk about D-Lo being a bad friend, and HD is going to tell you right now. HD, go ahead and start talking about it.
What am I talking about?
How D-Lo's a bad friend.
My friend D-Lo, my associate, my coworker D-Lo, took my idea and ran off with it and made millions of dollars.
Bro, that's crazy. And made millions.
It must not have hit my bank account yet, bro. Hey, as a good friend.
All that just to get fired.
As a good friend, when it does hit my bank account, the millions of dollars, I will screenshot you my bank account and we can celebrate.
And you know what? I learned about this from my friend Neff because they kept it from me.
I am nothing but a good friend to HD. On the tab today, let's talk about how the Ravens smoked the record for the Eagles' most wins on the cycle.
I'm done complimenting him. He said he don't even listen to the show. A-Rod, you fucking suck. And next year, you'll go back to 2 wins.
That's crazy.
What kind of shit is that, bro? Some hating shit right there.
what are you saying that
this is gonna be the show he listens to?
you tell me that cover zero defense is gonna wear itself out? That shit's crazy. We also got Z in the building. Z, say hello to the people.
Yo, happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, I'm here, man. And you know what? I'm also an F1 driver. You know what I'm saying? While you're in F.
That's crazy. I left your friend by a whole minute, and you're like, you know what? This is my guy to drive with.
Well, while you're
crazy.
In
F2, that's crazy.
While you're down there in F2 winning the chip, you know, we're up here in F1 holding it down. We'll see
that's
you next season.
That's crazy. He said you're in a whole different bracket.
No, F2 crazy. Is we just learned that he's not even driving. Deloitte's the one driving. So why is he riding his coattail?
Wow, he can't even drive his own vehicle, bro.
He couldn't even drive it, bro. He's sitting in the passenger seat.
So I assume Beast is not on the show. He's on mute. You're more than welcome on the show, Beast. I know you're boycotting because you're upset, but you're more than welcome to earn some points, baby. But we got plenty to talk about. We talked about all the games yesterday. Izzy, you missed it. We got to talk about the playoff picture. The AFC is pretty much wrapped up. We got things like that to talk about. But first, let's talk about the few games that were played yesterday.
All right. So first, we had the Ravens and the Browns. Ravens getting their playoff dreams. I don't know if he still has a chance, but they lost 38-0 to the Browns. Just not – wait, you mean the games from, like, week 16 as well, right?
Yeah, we did last week.
All right. Ravens lose to the Browns 38-0. They fall to 7-9. Browns move to 16-0. And I don't think we'll see any starters for the Browns moving forward.
I got to say that the Browns are the best team in PML. Go Browns. He's my messiah. Love him. But 38-0 is very impressive. I think that was the exact – what was the spread? I forgot what the spread was. Anybody got Sportsbook up real quick that could tell me what the spread was?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Sportsbook. The spread for Browns, Ravens. I don't see
like
36. One.
36.
Oh. So the thing about that is, there was a post that A-Rod put in chat that Nick Arbuckle started following him on YouTube. So he came up with a I think this might have been the first time he's watched God, and because he's won 7 games, so he was like, all right, let me give it a watch before he catches me off guard. And 38 nothing was the outcome of this. Any comments there? He didn't even score.
Yeah, did he throw for 100 yards with Lamar at least?
Absolutely not. I mean, even for 100 yards when he's winning.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he won last game. What would he say? He won
65 yards?
Game, like 60 passing yards or something.
65 no, passing
yards. He threw exactly 400.
He threw for 100? Wow, that's like a milestone.
He threw for 100. If y'all want to know why we even questioned, the last 2 games from Lamar was 50 and 65 passing yards.
Damn, A-Rod and Greeny, we can't pass, crew. The Browns going sicko mode, shutting them out. Like I said, I don't know if people get shut out in this Madden. Or in any Madden, you can't even put up a field goal, bro. Just kick the field goal. Anybody take the Browns to cover this? In that bet, nope. I know HDU bet. Did you take it?
No, I didn't. I didn't bet anything. I bet on one game when I was there.
Yeah, I didn't bet, but I wouldn't have taken it. I would have just assumed with the DBs, he would have, you know, kept it to not
reasonably close.
I would, yeah. I would have obviously missed it, but. That's what I would.
But moving on, what's the next game?
Next game that was played, Rams defeating the Saints 38-7. Finally, this man stops sweating and loses games, bro. Like, I don't know why he's pushing so hard for the first seed. Like, you're not even going to be here. Just roll over and stop making my life difficult, bro.
What do you put JC in as far as user rank?
Top 10.
Top 10?
Easy.
Yeah.
Probably the most consistent, regular
top season. 5 for regular season.
Yeah, honestly.
Top 10 overall, top 12.
Top 10 overall for regular season, at least top 5.
I might have asked this already about JC already with UZ. What do you think is the... Yeah, I did, because you said, you know, I haven't had the best postseason success, so I can't comment on it. But it's interesting that he can't find the success in the postseason. And I'm not saying that to troll or take a jab at JC. It's just interesting.
I mean, someone in a similar boat, all it takes is a couple of breaks in a game to not go your way and you lose the game. Like, you could play a perfect 37, but that other 3 minutes will cost you the game. Like, the playoffs against Hefe, I went for it up 5, and the RPO bubble It was a bad catch animation. Got stopped at the 1. He went down and scored, and that was pretty much the game. So, you know.
Okay.
A lot can happen. So, yeah, I mean.
The first time, the first season, he got bounced out by the Rams, I believe. He had the first round bye, he got bounced out by the Rams. The second time around, I don't know. He beat me, and then I don't know who he played round 2.
It was the Rams again, yeah.
So it could just be a Rams thing. If Rams all staying in his way, maybe he has a shot.
I mean, Cook just turned it up. So, you know how
Cook
that goes sometimes.
10 wins gets him in the playoffs. You think he's at 9?
Well, I mean, he's pretty much... He's at 10 and 6 right now. Look, he's at 10 and 6, so he's in.
So right now, it's going to be between the Packers and the Vikings, obviously. The Packers' division record's 3-3, so that kind of tells you which way it's going. They need the Vikings to lose out, and the Packers need to win their last game.
Well, speaking of the Packers, they were the last game played from week 17.
Are the Lions out at 9-7?
Yeah, I mean,
no, they're
in right now, but the Packers just defeated them 27-20.
If they lose week 18 against the Cowboys and the Packers and the Vikings both win, there's a chance the Lions, who were what, 5-1, 9-2 at one
point,
were
sitting at 9-2.
They will be out. They will be out.
Bro, we got drama all over again.
So,
drama's got
and the it's fitting. It's fitting that drama has a chance to end his season because I'm sure
he didn't. To the little plaque. He got him to the little plaque of the 9-2s that missed the playoffs.
I'm sure
he's about to pull a drama on us
to be in this spot, you know. But hey, here we are.
Nah, man, them Lions about to win next week, boys. Go Cats.
Yeah. So, yeah, just looking at this NFC playoff picture, the bottom, like, so, I mean, pretty much outside of, like 6 through 8 are all up for grabs, right? Like, there's a situation in which the Lions sitting at 9-7 could fall out and the Packers could get in. But the Rams seem locked in at the 5 seed. I'll just go ahead and post the NFC playoff picture.
Sorry. I'm back. I got a call.
Man, no, you're good.
Man, shut the fuck up, D-Lo. I'm sick and tired of your shit.
Hey. Me and Z are having fun.
I'm sick and tired of your shit. So, to talk about the playoff race, it's going to come down.
When it comes to that beast.
It's gonna be funny.
Said Cook is getting the first round bye. And I looked at him playing drama.
That's it, crazy. What are you talking about? Cook could lose the game. But it would be hilarious for drama to send the Lions home once again. Who do the Lions have this week?
They just lost to the Packers. They lost to the Packers, and next week they play the Cowboys.
That's right. They just lost to the Packers.
Are they gonna win next week?
Are you gonna win this week? When's this matchup against the Dallas Cowgirls?
It has to be tomorrow morning, otherwise he's gonna have to eat a dick.
That's crazy. Is HD gonna try to force is he gonna try to skim his way into the playoffs? No, I'm just saying, are you going to try to fair sim your way into the playoffs because his team's not as good as yours?
No, I'm going to try to play the CPU.
Oh, you got to play the CPU. That shit's crazy. I'll try.
Listen, if your only availability is fucking 10 in the morning, then I got nothing to tell you.
That shit's crazy. I can't wait until we have to decide if HD could play the CPU or not.
Yep, I'm about to make my throw right now.
That's crazy. But looking at the NFC, since we're on it, the Seahawks, who do you have the last 2 weeks, Z?
Jaguars and Texans.
So if you went out, you get the 1 seed, obviously. The only time, honestly, even if he ties you at this point, you get the 1 seed.
I have the head-to-head over him, so.
And the head-to-head. So if you guys tie, you get the 1 seed no matter what. So are you trying to shoot for that 1 seed? How do you feel about having the 1 seed?
I mean, because, like, it's just another week to avoid injuries. And yeah. I just want to have my full team out there. And, I mean, whatever happens. I know there's a bye week curse of you know, people getting a 1 seed and then losing the next week, but I just feel that being fully healthy will give us the best chance to win any game. So
you are locked into 1. The Saints are pretty much locked in at 2, and they are going to be wondering who the hell they're going to play at the bottom of that NFC wildcard race. Are you going to have the Lions? Are you going to have the Vikings, the Packers? Who is going to be the 7th seed? There's so many ways.
The Vikings are pretty much in a solid spot for it, right? Unless, you know, like they control their own destiny, right?
Yeah, they're 8-7 and their division record's 4-1. So if they win, they got who this week? They got the Broncos this week. And then I forgot who they have the last week of the season. Z, can you pull up the schedule? For the Vikings.
For the Broncos?
For the Vikings. Or in the NFC.
Yeah. The Vikings next week will go to... They go to Chicago to play the 10-5 Bears.
Ooh. That's an interesting game. That's an interesting game because if the Bears lose this week, who do they got this week? The Raiders. There's no way they're losing. All right, never mind. Scratch that.
Yeah, they're playing tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
well, a today. I mean,
So the Bears are gonna be the 3 seed no matter what. Looking at it now, looking at it, if the Vikings win this week and they win next week, they'll be 10-7. They'll actually jump up to the 6th seed unless the Lions figure out a way to win these last this last game. Then he'll be 10-7 against the Cowboys. So they'll both be 10-7, and he'll jump. He'll actually jump him and end up as a 6th seed because of the division record. Then when it comes to the Packers, they would have to win and get a Lions loss the last week. And if they tie, then the Lions are out and the Packers are in. It's going to be crazy to see how this shakes up. If both the Vikings and the Packers win, then hold on 1 second. Who do you think's the best matchup for the Saints wild card week? Who do you want out of those guys?
I mean, probably Cook. Well, no, Cook can't finish there. I mean, probably Wimmy, maybe.
Who are the options? Wimmy, Fallen, and who's Wimmy, the last
Fallen
one?
Fallen and
Hype Mike.
Probably Hype Mike. Yeah, Hype Mike.
Honestly, probably Fallen. I'd probably want Fallen.
Struggling, boy.
Bruh, anyway, I spun out on my first joint. Hey, I don't know what's going on here.
Excuse me, we're talking about teams here.
But yeah, give me I'll take Hype Mike personally. I think that Fallen is gonna, without Chris Jones, like the AI will lean on you, and you know, it can get ugly pretty quickly.
He's lost 5 of his last 6.
Oh yeah, give me Hype Mike.
Fallen has lost 5 of his last 6. Sorry. I would take. I think Fallen's probably Jason's bet. Well, it's gonna be a CPU game, isn't it? Is he playing any of the playoffs? Like, can he play the wild card?
JC, no, he said he's gonna be gone. Like, if you can make the wild card weekend like a specific date, then
yeah,
like, he'll be back.
I know. I just forgot about that. I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Yeah, it was like a week later. So.
So JC's been pushing. He don't even care about the playoffs as much. He was pushing to say, you know, let's push
resigns,
or let me resign during this week. And we're like, no, bro, we're not doing that.
I kind of understand it. I mean, you only give us one shot. You're going out of town.
What about Hefe when he goes to Brazil? What was I understand it?
Hefe went during the season. He didn't go in the offseason.
No, but I'm saying I understand. We didn't say, oh, I understand when Marvin Harrison got suspended.
I did. Also true. You should have been here, but at the same time, I mean, it all went based off. What is it? Was it the Dolphins CPU fucking preseason game?
Regular season game.
I think so.
It was a regular season. It wasn't the preseason. It was regular season when he got
suspended. No, Marvin Harrison was regular season. But we were talking about the Dolphins playing a CPU game, and those counting towards his name?
Oh, you're talking about that? You're not talking about the Bears. Yeah, the Bears got suspended.
Yeah, that's why I said. That's why. No. I know that. I'm saying we heard the two. And that's what decided that Hefe even didn't matter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we also don't have gameplay rules, so, like, you missing the game really matters. I mean, if we only get one I wouldn't be mad if they're like, yeah, JC, go ahead and re-sign 2 or 3 guys during the week 18.
We got to uphold a line there, and unfortunately, he's going to have to deal with it.
I mean, or just do it before he leaves. I mean,
So basically what he said is, I don't want to go on PlayStation or touch my PlayStation or bring my PlayStation or do remote play. I don't want to do anything. He basically said, yeah, it's an option, but go fuck yourself. So no.
You can't just be like, hey, take your PlayStation across the fucking world with you. Like, it's a fucking $700 piece of equipment. Okay, I'm not taking it either.
Okay, we can't say just take your PlayStation, but you can't just say, hey, work with me here and bend the rules so I could fucking benefit. No, you can't say that. Just because I'm going on vacation.
I feel like this is a Saints Falcons thing, but
no, it's not.
Well, because it would have been interesting if he was like, okay, like, I know I'm not going to be here. Let's let someone else win the division. But I also like the fact that he ain't just lay down so y'all could sneak in. So
We're not even talking about that.
Maybe that's what it is. Because he didn't lay down. Neff couldn't win the division. And now he doesn't want to be able to re-sign anybody.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. No, that's one of the reasons That's one of the reasons JC's removed as a commissioner. He's
going out of town.
No, because he likes to push the envelope when it benefits him more so than anything else.
I think if it was someone that was like you were nicer with, I feel like you wouldn't care as much.
No, we have a line, bro. That's it. I like JC, so that's not even. I don't even have an issue with JC. I don't hate JC, so it's just we have a line, HD. We have a line. That's it. You can't if you're going.
Yeah, you have a line. You have a line if they're here. I mean, you're forcing us to sign one guy. If the guy can't be here, the guy can't be here. It's not. Is it that big of a difference if he re-signs him in week 18?
You know how many times we've had issues where people couldn't re-sign because they were away during a specific date? They couldn't do this because they had to go.
Did they ask?
Yes. Yes.
Let's see it. Let's see them ask if they can do it before re-signing.
It's been tough titty every single time. Tough titty. You can't do it. Sorry.
Until you show me someone else asked, I'm going with this is a Falcons versus Saints thing.
That's fine. You could just do that. That's fine. You could just do that.
The integrity is crazy.
I was also seeing that KMFO apparently isn't going to be here from the 24th through the 30th.
Oh, well, hey, we'll hold everything for him. Hold on. Let's hold everything for him.
Who said we're holding anything for him?
You are, bro. I know you're back there fighting for it.
Absolutely. That's my messiah. That's not my friend. You're not friends with who you worship.
That's my messiah.
you don't be friends with who you worship, bro. Let's get that straight.
That's wild.
Never meet your heroes, right?
That is not my hero. That is my messiah.
Neff met his hero and fucking shot him in the kneecap, bro.
I have a KMFO shrine in my.
Never meet your messiah, Neff. That's a great quote, bro.
I got a shrine of KM in my house, bro. He's like my wife, my like who that? I'm like that's my messiah, bro. We live in the house of the Nick Arbuckle.
She'll be like, what's he doing? Like he's scouting A-Rod right now.
He's scouting A-Rod. And my wife is like, isn't that a waste of time? And I'm like, how do you know that?
Like, man, she's like, Chris, why are you watching these high school highlights? Well, this was the last time he was pretty decent. So,
one guy there, bro.
That's crazy.
Like they fused into the ultimate A-Rod hater, bro.
I love A-Rod, bro.
What are you talking about? That was a KMFO shot. He's saying the last time KMFO was good at quarterback was in high school.
Nah, you want to talk about KMFO, man.
That's crazy.
Is that your messiah, too?
No. That's his messiah. You tell
him. No, we don't praise anyone.
Yes, you do.
We don't.
Hey, the way he said that, yes, you do.
Hey, Z, you didn't even give me a thank you, bro. I didn't get no gift basket, nothing from the Rolling Out the Closet crew, bro. I avenged your boy Goose, bro. I avenged Goose.
Bro, look, bro. Burn got him up out of here. Don't have nothing to do with me, all right?
I could just picture King Mike going to fight Burn in his old ass state. And, bro, it was just sad to watch.
Guys,
Z helped Mike tag team on Goose for that trade, bro. Z don't care.
That's true, bro. That's true.
Folks that's don't true. Know the half of it.
That's true. That is true.
Folks don't know the half of it.
But no, yeah, no. That we're not doing it. It's not happening. And that's obviously was put up to AC, the vote by the commissioners.
That you're in a division with yes. all three commissioners.
And we are not going to let you benefit. We are all doing it out of spite of the fallen Saints, and we don't want you to benefit.
I'd be mad as hell if I was getting my ass whooped all fucking three seasons.
Exactly. That's why I'm not doing it. And that's why HG is going to try to get a CPU game and try to get into the playoffs because he can't get it no other way at 4-11.
I just beat Drama. Hey, man, I got to schedule up. I got to thread up, bro. It's all up to him now. Godspeed.
Godspeed. He's trying to finesse his fucking his computer game.
Where's my finesse? I made a thread. That's all I did. I could have finessed by making my times all like 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. because I know he's working then.
I've seen that one time before, actually.
That's crazy.
I see the ultimate finesse.
Yeah, bro. I can only play when you can't play. Big brain.
Managing to hit me with that last cycle.
I gotta hit up Drama and be like, hey, just tell HD you're good at 10 o'clock, 10:05, and 10:15, and then call it a day. And then it'll be a fair sim. But then again, a fair sim doesn't work.
No, well, because my time's at 10:50 or 10:15, so he would have lined up.
But a fair sim would benefit the Eagles anyway, because isn't your team way higher overall than them?
I don't think it's way higher. What's his team? Mine's only an 87.
Honestly, after the Micah trade, he might actually be like around 85, 86, somewhere around there. So
I also don't have Jalen Hurts.
That's true.
I would put Ritter in for a sim.
There you go. That would benefit you. You'd play a little bit better. When it comes to it, the CPU game, I did bring this up in the commissioner chat because we had the issue with the Browns and the Saints. Let's say they're not here. We are going to allow force wins for the user in the playoffs.
Garbage. Look at us bending the rules.
We're not going to have a KMFO
situation. That's crazy.
We're not going to have a KMFO, KMAC situation. We are not going to have a KMAC situation.
You wouldn't. Just let him keep going. You should have beat the CPU. It's the rule.
Nope. We're not having a KMAC situation. Well, we haven't fully voted on it, but I put it in there and a few commissioners agreed with me. So we'll see when we have an actual vote.
Y'all are doing anything to hurt them Saints, bro. Get them out of the playoffs. We don't like them Saints.
We do not like them Saints in the commissioner group. We actually have a full Saints hate thread that we created in the commissioner group of JC hate.
Well, yeah, he's the Saints user, so that would make sense.
No, he's he is alternative, so you could say it's a hate crime.
Wow. Okay.
He's zesty. Zesty.
Yeah, we're zesty Saints. You go ahead, pop off, queen. I'm not touching this one.
You asked me to pull up the Broncos schedule, correct?
No, I never asked that. I said the Vikings play the Broncos while we were talking about the NFC, and I said, hey, can you pull up the Vikings schedule to see who they play week 18? You're like, oh, I'll pull up the Broncos. I'm like, no, that's not what I asked.
Well, I mean, we already told you who the Vikings play week 18.
I don't need the Broncos though. With the NFC, let's say it is the Packers or the Vikings, they get the CPU game, or even the Lions, they get a CPU the game the first week, they get to move on. So it will look like you will get the seventh seed, Z, since he won't be here. So Z, just prepare for
you want. Crazy.
Just prepare for the seventh seed. All I'm saying.
I mean, bro, we just want to be healthy, bro. The Kalen Torres abdominal somehow, some way, on a normal routine tackle, bro. Routine tackle. Just say, it's gone.
Yeah, so when it comes to the three seed's going to take the six seed. That's also still up in the air. That four seed is an automatic loss, whoever gets the Rams. Doesn't matter if it's Burn, Drama, HD, or his mama.
That's Wait, Burn has a chance to get into the playoffs?
Yes, Burn does. Burn he has needs, to win the last 2 weeks.
Burn, no way. Burn needs me and Drama to both lose out while he wins out.
Well, I need y'all both to lose out.
I'm beating Cook. I'm your best chance at beating Cook out of those three.
I will say the best chance of beating Cook is probably HD. He would probably be the best chance of beating Cook out of those three. I don't think – I think it goes from like 0% to 2% to 5%. It is the best chance mathematically.
Throw it out there, bro. You could have just left it at
– See, no, what he's forgetting is that it's not at Rams' house. It's going to be in the link.
Nah, good call.
The link.
Good call. The
link.
Yeah.
What is it called? Nobody
what
cares,
is a sneaky
bro.
Link? Is a sneaky link?
That's what it's going to be. And then I'm going to come in him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know the Eagles Stadium's called the Link. What is it? Lincoln Financial Field?
Yeah. They call it the Link. He knows the lingo, bro. He knows the lingo, bro. But that would be
what
the
kind
NFC.
Of fans are you guys?
And that's why I said a while ago we got to get rid of the baby divisions. But we'll get to that in a second. The AFC side of things. The AFC side of things. You got the Browns, who are the number one seed. Obviously, will get the first round bye. You got the Chiefs, who get the 7 seed, which is looking like it's going to be the Jaguars at this point. They lose this week. Let's say they lose. The Steelers lose. I don't think the Steelers are going to beat the Chargers. Does anybody think that the Steelers are going to beat the Chargers?
No. Are they 1-1 against each other or someone 2-1?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the game that Kurt won, Herbert wasn't out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that Poge is also the same guy that was praising Flacco while Herbert was out. So you can't say, oh my God, Flacco's so good. And then when you lose, you're like, but Flacco was.
I can absolutely say that.
Yeah, so he's got that, and then he's got the Ravens. The Jags got the Seahawks this week. That is most likely a loss, especially if the Seahawks want to try to take that one seed. So they'll be 9-7, but they'll move to 10-7. So I got the Jags. There's no way he loses to the Ravens. There's no way, shape, person, or hell that they lose to the Ravens.
Well, you guys said he's super pass happy. I mean, he could throw a couple picks.
He's very good at taking the check down, though. Like, he's not aggressive as, like, some pass happy people. He'll take the check down all day if you give it to him. So I got him finishing 10-7. I don't know if it wins. Against the Chargers. I don't even know who he has in the last week. I think he might even have the – who does he have in the last week? I'm trying to pull up the schedule real quick. So last week he has the Packers. He has the Packers. Draft class was imported as well. So congrats, everybody. Draft class.
As of right now, you and Deloitte are the only ones down there worried about it. You know, us guys fighting for playoff spots. You know,
am I worried about it? I'm not worried about it. I've been chilling with Arch, bro. We've been
That's just fucking funny as fuck.
Who's got the picks in front of you, Deloitte? Is there one person in front of you?
Commanders.
So,
I have picked two.
Bro, so here's the question. It's no way he takes Arch, bro.
If you, I don't think he will. But now, let me ask this, D-Lord. I don't know if this is getting a little personal into your GMing, but if you hear rumors or if he came to you and he's like, "Hey, someone's trying to move up for Arch," would you be like, "Okay, you'll try to swap picks," or would you just be like, "Hey, I'll just take the next best guy"?
Nah, I can't tell you.
To finish up, the AFC is definitely locked. You got the Chiefs, the Jags, you got the Patriots, the Broncos, and then the Texans and the Chargers. No, I'm lying. The Chargers, the Jags, the Patriots, the Broncos, and then the Texans and the Chiefs. I don't know why they have the Chiefs over the Chargers right now. I think it's because of the division record. But I think it's pretty much locked given the last two games that the Chargers have and Justin Herbert being fully healthy. It's going to be an interesting AFC. It's not as mumbo-jumbo as the NFC side of things, but it's for damn sure interesting. That Texans-Chiefs matchup in round one is going to have fireworks after it. Fireworks during it and then fireworks after it, no matter which way you look at it. It's going to be very, very interesting to watch. But looking at the NFC and the Cowboys getting into the division, getting into the playoffs is a sad, sad thing. 6-11 potentially, if he wins out.
I just hear a bunch of jealousy going on. Kind of crazy.
It's a sad, sad thing. You know, you don't even so I did a content piece, and this is my show, so I can share that content piece on the show. I'm not double dipping. I didn't even post that content. I did a content piece where me and KMFO and somebody else, I asked, ranked every user tier 1 to tier 4. It's kind of mute now that AB's gone. I guess, you know, PML is too much for him.
I just want to start by saying this, like, that was actually some BS from him. Because bro was like, oh, yeah, I heard there's no comp in here. Then you come in, you lose your first week, and then the next 2 weeks, like, you don't even show up. And it's just like, bro, like, I get that, like, some people are just used to comp stuff or whatever. But, I mean, bro, what's that? We'll absolutely take the free $10. Appreciate you.
Danny said free $10. That's crazy.
Yeah, when I heard he left, I was like, what?
Well, he did tell D-Lloyd that he was going to tank the rest of the way, so maybe he was trying to do that. But maybe he just got impatient and couldn't wait the 2 weeks.
So what I did is I wanted to get rid of the baby. I wanted to make it try to get as balanced as possible. So I did the tier ranking for each user. And you know, obviously, HD don't agree with it, so we won't ask him, but we'll talk about it a bit.
That shit was fire.
That shit was heat. So you know what was worse than you putting yourself?
No, you know what was worse than you putting yourself too high? The fucking teams were even worse.
So we look at tier one, with SB.Dot, KMFO, Madigy, Codes, Z, Hype Mike, and JC. The one question was maybe Hype Mike.
Oh, say it again. But,
You got Codes, SP.Dot, KMFO, Madigy, Cook, Z, Hype Mike, and JC.
I'll have to hear the next one to debate. Actually, do you have the screenshot still? Can you post it so you can follow along?
Yep, I got the screenshot. I will post it so everybody can follow along.
Just like you said, the whole Hype Mike thing, I'll let you go on, but Hype Mike is definitely one of the guys that I'm curious about.
What is who you put above him at that point? He did win the division, twice?
Yeah.
It could be the lineup of the season. When did we start season 3? January or February?
January. Season 3?
Yeah.
We definitely started before January. It was like February.
So that'd be it. That would be after January.
Taking a look at it, so you can follow along. You're tier one. You got Cook, SP.Dot, KMFO, Madigy, Code, Z, Hype Mike, and JC. And that the reason I did 4 tiers and I did 8 per tier. I did not make tiers uneven. I did 8 per tier. And if you couldn't make the tier one, you were at the top half of tier two. Like that's how I kind of did it. If you were close, weren't really better than that guy, I just bumped you down to tier two. So the tier two, I got DK, Kieran, Hefe, Wimmy, Fallen, Greeny, Water, and Bubba right now. Because I don't know, T-Bra, Bubba, I just put Bubba in there. Because I'd put him in tier two if he came back. Then tier three.
When was the last time we saw Bubba play Madden, bro?
Bubba wasn't even tier two when he left.
I don't know who to put there at this point. Ow, my fucking back. I don't know who to put there at this point, just because I don't know who's going to be in the league. If it's Tibra, I probably bounce him down one and move. Who would I move up though? Do we move? We can't. Do we move Kurt up? No way. We move Kurt up. Out of King Meg, Beast, Kurt, D-Lloyd, Cammy, Q, Drama, and Neff. Probably Q. You move Q up. Let's do that. Let's take Q out of tier three. Let's put Tibra.
Put Tibra then. T-Bandit, bro.
What was that?
I think Q is better than T-Bandit, bro.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I could agree with that. So would you take Tibra and put him in tier three?
Let me pull up your tier list.
Hold on, I'm fixing it right now. And I'm posting it in chat. Obviously, this issue with tier three. I get it, JT. I made the playoffs. You fucking clown, eat a dick. What have you done besides winning in season five when everybody and their mama in the NFC were fucking on vacation and you barely made a wild card spot because I let you? You fucking clown. Don't fucking come at me.
I mean, CB, bro, just tell bro to hang on to the football. It's not my fault that he kept fumbling.
He wasn't here. He wasn't here for me to attack him. So, looking at the tier list updated, I got Q in tier two. So Q in tier two, I moved Tibra down. Taking a look at tier three, you got King Mike, Beast, Kurt, D-Lloyd, Cammy, Tibra, Drama, Neff. And I'm at the bottom of tier three. So let me clarify that. I'm at the bottom. I could have been borderline tier four. I went 10-7. I went 9-8. I made the playoffs. Does anybody have an issue with me in tier three compared to who's in tier four? I don't think anybody in tier four has made the playoffs. Nope. And we're three or four in their division.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I mean, King Mike is the only question mark at tier three because he hasn't made the playoffs and he hasn't gone. But then you look at his division of tier two and tier one players, and it's like, is it really just him? Like, or is it? So, what are some of the issues you might have? Debo didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
I don't think he did. Did he?
I think he had season one.
I thought he came close.
No, let me.
I think he came. He just missed it.
Let's see. I feel like he was there season one for some reason.
What's not adding up, Burn? What's
no?
Not
he didn't. He didn't make it. He didn't make it.
Yeah, he didn't make it. It was Beast. It was Beast, Greeny. And SP, obviously.
I know he was fighting for a playoff spot.
So, taking a look at the list, HD, I know you have your gripes. Obviously, me put myself in tier three, and you.
Based on your explanation, so when I win my division and go to the playoffs this season, I can't wait to jump up to three. That's how it works, right? All you got to do is win the division.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's how it works.
And then you'll move down because you missed the playoffs. So we'll swap spots.
That's exactly how it works.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly how it works. No, what's your actual grip? Go ahead. Tell me how I'm tier four. Go ahead. Talk about my cycle and tell me how I'm tier four.
I think Silent should be above you.
Why is Silent above me?
Is this a cycle thing or is this a season thing? Because even a cycle. You got the best team and have four wins, five wins. So that's good enough for me.
I have six wins actually.
That is good enough for me, and that's all I need.
No, that's not good enough, buddy. Are you gonna tell me? Because he's in the AFC North, I'm in the NFC South. I got better players in my division than he has in his division. So add that too. And he's really, yeah, absolutely. All he has is KMFO. We have JC. obviously Cam and Foles better than JC, but if you're losing to him, you're losing to him anyway. You look at Kurt versus myself, I'll take myself. Or Kurt versus Cammy, I'll take Cammy. You look at A-Rod versus anybody in my division, I'll take my division. You look at Silent versus anybody in our division. And honestly, I had – the funny thing is, at first, I had Silent above Kurt. I had Kurt in tier 4 and Silent in tier 3. And KMFO legit told me, he's like, Silent is garbage. Silent is hot garbage. He is terrible at the game. That's what he said to me. And I said, okay, we'll move him.
Well, there you have it, folks. NFC South, better than the AFC North. You heard it here first.
Yeah, so... yeah, we're definitely better than the AFC North. So the reason I did this, 8 people per tier, and if, you know, somebody was a little bit better, we bumped them up, is just so that we could get a list together to kind of put divisions where there is not no weak point, and there's going to be either a timeshare or something like that, or it's going to force people to try to be better instead of trying to just... get by. You know what I mean? Like, stop trying to get by, just be better. So that being said, I got T-Bra in there, so we'll give him there. And then Bubba, we took Bubba out, we'll put Q there.
So what happens when you put the lower tier guys in these divisions and then they just stop caring and just do like the fun stuff? And then you're like, oh, well, why aren't you trying to get better? But you got him in a division with KMFO and Cook and stuff like that.
I mean, let's look at the Eagles and their rebuild.
I don't care who you put me with. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about the guys that'll actually.
Yeah, no,
like,
but you're having fun. Yeah.
I have a chance to win my division. Those guys won't.
So
win your division is the difference.
How do you say that when you haven't been close to winning the division?
I could have won it last
season. Is it just your mentality? Is it just imagination?
I could have won it the last few weeks, last season. I think I lost it week 15, like that. And then, because don't forget, I think Drama only won it with 9 wins. And then I'm in it now with the last 2 weeks left. Regardless of how many wins it is, I still have a chance to win my division up to the last couple weeks.
It's imaginary, is what you're saying.
How is that imaginary?
Because every single time you're sitting here saying, I need a lot to go right for me to make the division.
I don't need
a lot
to go right, though. I just need to win 2 games.
If Drama wins one game, you're done. Drama wins one game, you're 10.
And he plays Mandy. I have to beat him.
He has 2 games beside you. He has one other game beside you.
Again, the point is, if there's a chance, then there's a chance. If there's not a chance, there's no chance. If I come up, and I'm like, okay, well, I just went 0-16 the last 3 years, and now I got KMFO in my division. I know there's no chance. Why should I even try in the first place? That's the point I'm making, that there's literally zero chance loading up into Madden 25 out of 5 seasons. I have a 0% chance of even sniffing my division. What is the point of me continuing to load up and care every single day?
Yeah, what are you doing now? How is it going to change, HD? Because you're over here just having fun anyway. You're just over here having fun anyway. We're rebuilding.
Drama
fucking season.
Drama is not those guys. I can win my division. But there's a chance. I don't care if it's a 20% chance every single season loading up. I'm talking about the guys with 0% chance. Zero chance. The Commanders being in a division with the fucking Browns. 0% chance. Why should Miles load up every single day and act like he cares to make you guys happy? That's what I'm asking. What's the incentive of this for the lower tier players?
You either sink or swim, buddy. That's it.
Come on, man. Some people are not like it's just, you know, some things are just not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm just like, what is the incentive for this? I get what you're trying to do. I agree with it. But I'm just saying, when guys start flopping or start getting CPU teams because we don't have enough guys to fill those spots, what are we going to do? Because guys are quitting because they have zero shot at anything. Or you just start replacing guys who are good for the league, but they just suck.
Miles won't go anywhere because he's going 1-17 playing you guys anyway, so it don't fucking matter. A-Rod's not going anywhere. He's putting up his best season so far with KMFO in its division. So you want to point out somebody else?
I don't care about the fucking names, Nath. I'm just talking about those the lower guys that aren't going to give a fuck. You're attaching names to it. You're not understanding what's the concept.
Name a lower guy right now.
It could be anybody. I don't care who. That's the point I'm making. It could be anybody. At any point next cycle, someone should be like, well, I don't give a fuck anymore. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be the flip of the switch. Look at Q.
They would have done it.
Q was trying to win Super Bowls, and now Q don't give a fuck. No, they wouldn't because we're in divisions that we're supposed to be able to win every single time.
Q's in the division he's not supposed to win?
No, he's not. He should win his division. He can win his division.
Then that's a new point. He's just he's uninterested in the game. That's just
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly. He's uninterested.
That's going to happen no matter what, HD. That's normal fucking shit. Okay. That's normal
thing. And when the reason becomes because they have no shot, again, we're going to eventually run out of people and people are going to stop giving a fuck. What's the next move?
Name one person that could happen to HD.
You're totally missing. You want specific names. It's not the whole. That's not the point.
That's why I'm saying you don't have a name.
It could be anybody. Miles just quit last year when he was 0-14. The dude fucking sucked.
I'm telling you, 100% of the people that are still in this league would be okay with losing. Because it's not besides Miles and A-Rod and maybe JT the first few seasons, there's nobody in here that goes 0-17 no matter what division you give them. They can't win the division. Cool. We've had timeshares before. We've had plenty of timeshares before. They can't win the division. Cool. Know what they're going to say? All right, let me try to get a wild card spot. Let me make the playoffs. That's going to be the goal.
And you're going to have a tier four player in a division with teams that are all better than them. What are the chances of even getting a wild card spot? You got to win some divisional games.
What's that?
What do you mean? What's that?
Who you pointing out?
No, I'm not putting names to it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're missing that. You want names?
I'm not giving a. So
I'm giving you a fucking hypothetical scenario. If this happens, what are we going to do? No, you're not.
It's not going to happen.
That's not what it is. You don't know that.
I know.
We just had CEO quit because he sucked. Because he can't beat
Fucking
Steve.
That's going to happen no matter what. There's one or two people that fall off. And look what happens. Somebody else comes in.
Oh, yeah. Now look what happened. That guy lost and he quit.
He quit because he can't do a sim lead. That's why he quit.
I'm gonna keep it G, bro. I'm gonna keep it G. He won't gonna beat Cook. So he won't gonna beat Cook. Just being completely and totally honest, he wasn't beating Cook. So. Yeah. So like at worst, he was finishing third. And I think if you cared, he would finish fourth.
He wanted the tank. He didn't even want to be in the season. He didn't want to be here. He wanted the tank. It doesn't matter who knows now. He told D-Lloyd he wanted the tank. So instead of playing the game and losing on purpose, he said, fuck it, take my CPU and hopefully you win. Like, he didn't want to play.
Yeah, man, it's got to get so tiring drawing up 50 gazillion hot routes and then fumbling, right?
But
let's be positive here, bro.
But he didn't throw 10 picks.
But at the end of the day, he didn't throw 10 picks.
I have witnessed Z get better at this game as we've been going on, bro. Positivity, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's more disheartening, though, to your point, is being in a division with guys that you're quote unquote, you know, on par with or could compete with and still being 1-17 at the end of the season and not having a shot at all. That is more disheartening and makes you want to not play the game more so than, all right, I got to play somebody that's really, really good. And that's the reason reason that I'm not winning as many games. Yeah, you kind of got to give yourself that excuse. What does Miles' excuse right now? What's Miles' excuse right now? You lose a HD, burn, and drama, man. What's your excuse right now,
Miles? I'm not a positive show, guys.
So what do you say then? You say, fuck it. If I can't beat these guys, who the fuck am I going to beat?
It's not always about winning games, Neff. We play video games to have
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think we don't need the baby fucking divisions anymore. We don't need that shit. And I don't know people are going to quit. A-Rod would have quit already. Miles would have quit already. He just loves being here. He loves doing the content. A-Rod loves being here. He loves doing the content. They're not going to leave. And we're not doing them any favors by putting them in a fucking kitty cat division and hoping that they compete. They're not learning anything from playing those six games against users that are bottom tier. They're not learning anything. In my opinion, they're not learning a fucking damn thing.
No.
But JT does ask, hey, you know, JT does ask, hey, do you want to get beat up for the cycle? Do you want a challenge for the cycle? So maybe they do want a kitty cat division and hope that they can playoffs. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But that was just my point. I think the bullshit, let's put these guys together because they suck, divisions are obsolete. I don't care if you really want to be in a kitty cat division. I just think it's stupid. Now we got the drama man who's a force win for whoever he plays. Rams, force win. Doesn't matter who goes into that fourth slot in the NFC East. Guess what? They're going to be a walkthrough. You might as well force win the fucking other team.
So, I mean, to kind of counter your point about the divisions being how they are, like, I mean, the NFC East is still at least coming down to, like, the last 2 weeks, no matter how that looks. You know what I'm saying? Like, the AFC West, like, Kozen, Matagy, and DK are all playing well. The NFC North is coming down to the last couple weeks. Like, me and Cook have both competed for the NFC West. Q was 10-7 one year. I think that in general, like, at least, like, 3/4 of the divisions are competitive.
Honestly,
when we talked about with Neff before, it's really just one now, and it's just the NFC East that he's complaining about.
It's one wild card game out of 17 weeks. It's one game that needs to change the entire aspect of the league.
It's a walkthrough.
It's one game. Who gives a fuck? It's a
walkthrough in the playoffs. If that happens and somebody in the playoffs...
Simming a playoff game because someone's not going to be here. What's the difference? Remove JC then. We'll remove JC and we'll remove all the divisions because we got one walkthrough playoff game. God forbid. Who gives a fuck?
At the end of the day, the Pac-2 is going to be very competitive with me and Z, and that's what matters, bro. So...
Washington State Cougars, baby. Yes, sir.
What were you complaining about, bro?
It was a waste of time putting fucking DK, Matagy, Codes, and King Mike all in the same division. That's a waste of fucking time. A waste of every time.
I don't think it's a waste of time.
Having three guys come from one division and be a wild card spot instead of just having them being the division winner in a different division.
I mean, that's how the NFC West was, just about. I mean, Q had a bad first year, but last year it was almost the same thing. Like, we had three teams with 10 wins.
But I'm saying then you can move. Why not have one of those?
The NFC North was in the playoffs.
That's why I'm saying, why not move one of those teams? You don't need three teams competing for one division. Why not move one of those teams to the NFC, or even two of those, one from each division? Move one from the NFC North, move one from the NFC West. Put them in the NFC East. Now you got those two fighting for the division, and then the other two, whoever it is. Oh, and then even in the AFC, you take one from the AFC West, you put them in the AFC North. There you go. Now you got somebody that's actually competing for a wild card spot or trying to compete for the division that has to face KMFO twice a season and figure out a way to beat him. And maybe they, and maybe that tier two guy even gets better from playing KMFO twice a season. You know, it's, why do we have to put floaties on these motherfuckers?
I mean, I think the beautiful thing about that is I'm
confused where this talk is coming from after JC's dog walk.
I'll put it this way, bro. So, I mean, just like we saw, we last had this conversation.
I welcome you. And then,
hold on.
We're just ignoring the fact that the skull has done nothing.
Yo, real quick.
Y'all, like, we already had this conversation, but, like, just look at it like this. Like, this year, the Buccaneers were 9-8, went in there and beat the Eagles. The Packers were the 7 seed, went into Dallas and beat the Cowboys. Like,
I want you to put money on Jama winning against Cook.
I mean, he beat Cook already, bro.
Would think Cook would lose to fucking drama in any fucking playoff game?
I mean, did we think the Giants were going to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl after they went into the playoffs at 9-7, bro? Like, anything could happen, and that's why you play the game.
Drama will get fucking dogged in a wild card game.
And if he gets dog walked, that's cool. But I'm saying, like, it's not like it's an impossible thing. Like,
it is an impossible thing. When the lights are on, it's different. When the lights are on, it's different. When the lights are on, bro, he's not going to do it.
Well, I mean, that's on him. But that doesn't negate the chance that he got there.
Yeah, do it as a wild card team. That's what I'm saying. He does it as a wild card team. Why can't you do it as a wild card team? Why do you have to be the division winner and have a 6-11 team as a division winner when we have control of it? You don't control who's in the divisions or what teams do in real life. You have control of who you put in the division.
But it's not just the NFC East. Like when Mally won as the Browns, like they were terrible. Like he was absolutely at the like didn't have a positive record. So I mean, it's just like one of those things where it's like you can't really control.
HC, are you HC? I'm calling you HC because you're totally missing the point. Are you missing the point of the fact that we have control of where we could put guys before the cycle, and we get a general idea of how guys are? No, you have a general idea of how good guys are going into the cycle. How many cycles do we have to go through before you understand that most of these guys are still going to be good no matter what team they fucking put out? DK's still going to figure it out. I didn't think so. DK's going to figure it out. Fucking Codes is still going to be good. Madigy's still be good. We get an idea of who's still going to be good no matter what cycle we go into. So why don't we make sure that we spread these guys out instead of putting them all in one division? And ooh, regular season games that nobody watches are going to be cute. No, nobody watches regular season games. Just as they watch the playoffs, so why not?
You think we got PML Hood Classics, bro? Like,
fuck the PML Hood Classics. You can get them in cross division. You can get them in cross division.
So you don't want to see me and Ant play every time we play.
I will say, and so they commented, I wouldn't make the NFC South the way it is. We have one tier one team. That being said, I would take me or Cammy out, put somebody else that's a tier two guy, and put me and Cammy in their division. I would switch that around. I don't think that's why it's not a great division, even though I did okay in that division. But JC is the front runner and a clear front runner. But you throw Q in there, you get anything. I think you could figure it out as a tier two guy, quote unquote tier two guy. You throw fucking Con in there, I think out against JC as a tier two guy.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's a lot of nitpicking going on, but like
I think it's hindsight, bro, because nobody complained about the divisions when the divisions were revealed, bro.
No, they were divisions for the competitive spirit of PML, you fucking pussies. The competitive spirit. These guys doing so fucking good.
I mean, so if you held your end of the bargain down, the NFC South wouldn't be a timeshare. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because we're tier three guys. We're not that good.
So is that the cop out?
It's not a cop out. What I'm saying That's the reason it's not good. We're trying. We can't beat JC. It is what it is. Like, what do you want?
Okay, so you can't beat JC. What's going to change if we throw you in another division with a guy that's better than JC? You gonna just that's magically fine. Step up to the plate that's and it's fine. Gonna just change?
I don't need to be in a division where, oh, you know, these guys are more on your level. I don't need that. I'm okay with being in a division with JC. If complaint is that the division's not competitive or nobody's knocking off JC, put a tier two guy there. Don't have tier three guys, tier four guys.
Bro, but
JC.
You just said that effectively there's always gonna be a top dog in the division. So like
if you have a tier and a tier two guy, that gap is a lot closer than me and fucking JC. That gap is so much closer that those breaks you talk about in playoffs, those breaks happen regular season. That tier one and two tier two guy could go back and forth. One could the tier two guy could sweep the tier one guy. But that's a lot closer. And every time they play in the regular season is gonna be a close game. And me as a tier three, the last two seasons, I'm 1-1 against JC. And besides, if you count the playoff game, I'm 2-0-2 last season two. Season three, I'm 1-1. Season one, he swept me. So as a tier three, I pushed back a little bit. But when you got another tier three guy, another tier four guy, then they push back and they're both 0-4 in the last two seasons against him. But, you know, at this point, it is what it is. I just say, just be done with it. But there's other aspects that go on scheduling. Am I a pussy? Is on the questionnaire. All that.
I think scheduling, honestly, is probably one of the most important things for me. Especially like when you start getting lower on time, bro. Like just knowing, because you still got to schedule out of conference games, out of division games, and those can be tough. But knowing that, okay, I have games that I should be able to play.
Oh my God, they're missing the point. And I think it's because everybody feel like they're getting personally attacked. This ain't about me and JC. This is not about me and JC. I don't care about JC. I'm trying to be JC. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't care. That's not what this is about. I don't care what division you put me in. Finale division, I don't give a fuck what division. I'm just saying we don't own the pussy-ass floaty division. We don't need it. We don't need it anymore. The competition in PML is good enough where we don't need to hold hands with fucking people. The AFC North had fucking 28 to 36 in the coach rankings. That window was the AFC North. Why? Why was that a window? Why are they in the AFC North together? Why? Same thing with the NFC East. From fucking 18 to 28, whatever. I don't know what that was. I forgot based on the coach rating. But why? But it is what it is. It's a floaty. Forget it. Everybody in PML, you're going to have a great day. Besides King Mike, obviously, because I think he's trolling me at this point. Obviously, HD's retarded, can't understand what I'm saying, so I ain't worried about that. Everybody in PML, have a great day.
Who was the seventh seed in? Who was the seventh seed in season one?
Cook.
Seventh. Cook.
Or four seed. Who was the four seed for each division or each conference?
Drama was the four seed, and Kurt was the four seed.
So Kurt won his wild card game. Drama lost by 7. The next season, Drama won his wild card game. Who was the fourth seed on the other side?
Me.
And he got smoked.
And you lost by 12.
I get smoked, bro.
And you lost by 12.
Code said you got smoked. Code said he smoked you. Smoked, that's it.
Let's not ignore that.
It was a high scoring Big 12.
Let's not ignore that. Drama's playoff game. Drama also won by 35, by the way, his wild card game.
Also, if you average it
and hold on. No, and Kurt beat Codes by 12 season one. So, wild card teams, the fourth seed, whether they're good or not, shitty or not, they're playing tight games and they're winning games. So,
okay, there you have it, folks.
They won't push over.
Obviously, they're my though. Floaty divisions
both,
it is.
Both seasons.
HD, let me ask you a question.
No, listen, I agree. We can mix up divisions. I think it's good enough. I don't think it needs to go by tiers, but I think it can be mixed up. I just disagree with your reason. I think your reason's silly, especially because the last two seasons, the four seeds are playing competitively or winning the wild card. So that pushover game is only maybe 50% of the time. We'll see again this cycle. It'll change. Or this season.
I still think
it's a pushover game. Someone's either going to get blown out or they're going to win. It's not a pushover game if they're winning. How's that pushing over?
Well, and PMO have a great day because HD won the con. HD won this. Everybody in PMO have a great day. We'll catch you next.